West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton-based Southwire has announced the construction of a new 1.2 million square foot distribution center located in Bremen. State-of-the-art facility will create a centralized hub for Southwire's distribution and shipping activities in the West Georgia region. Southwire's ATL Distribution Center will combine the operations within Southwire's three existing distribution sites in Villarrica under one roof and will serve as a distribution center for internal and external customers across the organization. Last year, Southwire opened its newest distribution center in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The new site in West Georgia will join its ranks as one of Southwire's largest facilities, providing service to all areas of the business. The facility is expected to be completed by the third quarter of 2020. Harrelson County's Chief Magistrate Jason Blackman has resigned. Blackman confirmed that a complaint had previously been filed against him with the Judicial Qualifications Commission alleging judicial misconduct, he told WLBB Radio on Wednesday. After speaking to representatives of the JQC, I agreed to resign without admitting any impropriety instead of challenging the allegations. Blackman and the JQC reached an agreement which reads, in light of Judge Jason Blackman's resignation, his agreement not to seek, request, or accept any elected or appointed judicial office, position, or status in the future, and in lieu of further investigation by the investigative panel, the panel has determined that resolution of this complaint by consent agreement is a fair disposition of the matter and is in the interests of justice. Blackman's resignation was effective midnight, February the 5th. Blackman was first appointed chief magistrate in August of 2020, replacing Brandon Heath, who had resigned. Blackman then won a special election in late 2020 and won re-election in 2024. Georgia's Severe Weather Preparedness Week continues, and today the focus is on lightning safety. Here's Granite Communications weather tracker Kevin Hemphill.
Lightning and thunder often happen together, so when thunder roars, go indoors. Stay indoors until 30 minutes after the last clap of thunder. Do not seek shelter under a tree or remain in an open space. Avoid open water and open vehicles. Enclosed vehicles are generally safe if you avoid contact with metal surfaces. If you are outside and you feel your hair stand on end, it indicates lightning is about to strike. Drop to your knees and roll forward to the balls of your feet. Place your hands on your knees and tuck your head down. If you're boating or swimming, get to land as quickly as possible. Finally, if you are inside, don't use electrical equipment unless there is an emergency, and do not take a bath or shower during a storm. For more information about lightning, visit weather.gov. And for continuous hyperlocal coverage during severe weather, tune in to your favorite Graddock Communications radio station.
And tomorrow, Kevin will promote flooding safety. Well, bond has been denied for a former Harrelson County deputy facing two counts of child molestation. 45-year-old Daniel Keith Streetman of Aragon was charged following an investigation by the GBI. The GBI Public Affairs Office had not released additional information as of Thursday morning, although WLBB Radio has learned that allegations against Streetman are not connected with his work as a law enforcement officer. Streetman most recently worked as a Polk County officer. He remains in the Harrelson County Jail on Thursday. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.